The World This Week, Politics.
Joe Biden named Kamala Harris, a senator from California, as his running mate. The daughter of a Jamaican-American economist and an Indian-American cancer researcher, she is the first black woman or Asian-American on a major party presidential ticket. Democrats largely praised her as a safe, charismatic choice, though some queried her respect for civil liberties, noting her record as a tough on-crime prosecutor. The director of America's counterintelligence service warned that Russia was using a range of measures to undermine Mr. Biden's campaign, primarily because of his support for Ukraine. Chicago endured a night of looting after police officers shot and injured a black man who they said was firing a gun at them. Bridges were raised to stop looters roaming. Seattle's council voted to slash the police budget and refocus the city's force on public safety. The police chief, Carmen Best, said she would resign, decrying an overarching lack of respect for her officers. She was the first black woman to hold the job. The Milne Ice Shelf, the last one that was intact in the Canadian Arctic, split apart during a heat wave. The breakaway piece made up 40% of the ice shelf's surface area. Protests by allies of Bolivia's former president Evo Morales over the postponement of an election due to COVID-19 have blocked roads and exacerbated shortages of oxygen. The interim government, led by Jeanine Añez, a conservative, says 30 people have died as a result. A new election, in which Ms. Añez is running and Mr. Morales is not, is scheduled for October 18th. Mexican prosecutors began a corruption investigation into a former president, Enrique Peña Nieto. They are looking into claims that before he became president, Mr. Peña used bribes from Odebrecht, a Brazilian construction firm, to help finance the election campaign in 2012, and that during his presidency, he paid legislators to vote for a big energy reform. Alexander Lukashenko claimed a sixth election victory in Belarus with 80% of the vote. Huge crowds protested, saying the count was rigged, and the real victor was Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, an ex-teacher. Police arrested and beat thousands. Ms. Tikhanovskaya, who had promised to free political prisoners and hold a fair election, fled the country after a long, involuntary interview with the security services. Her supporters assumed she was threatened. Her husband, who was barred from standing, remains in jail. Tanzania banned the broadcasting of news produced by foreign media without the government's permission. Local journalists working for foreign media or with foreign correspondents must now be accompanied by an official minder, as in North Korea.